again, and we do praise God for each of you on this call today. Here it is, December the 20th, and we yet give God praise. Can you believe we're just 5 days away from celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ? And here we are preparing to close out this year, and we've made it thus far. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Many of the old school schoolers who are on the call used to remember that was a standard when we were going to church back in the day. We probably sang that song almost every Sunday. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. And so we bless the Lord today, and we yet give him praise. And we thank each of you for being on the call today. It's a little cold here in Memphis, and wherever you are listening today, we're grateful. And those of you who are on our Facebook Live platform, we welcome you to this inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And so we're just inching our way out of this year and preparing for the new year that God has in store. And we thank God, even before we get too far ahead of ourselves, we have to thank God for what he's already done. And we praise him for what he's doing right now. Well, let me give you the playback number. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And we're certainly grateful for each of you that continue to support this inspirational moment each Tuesday. And we thank God for all of those who are on the call today. Well, here we are. I tell you, it's looking like it's coming to a close for this year. And I don't know if you're in the Christmas mode or not, but you know, the older we get, it seems like Christmas comes and goes before we can really even snap our finger almost. But I remember growing up, we would be so anxious and so excited about Christmas till we couldn't hardly wait. And it seemed like it took all longer than a whole year for it to come. But we praise God for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he will do. As I was meditating, praying, and deliberating today, I picked up the little book called Daily Power. It's by Greg Groeschel, and he just shares some inspirational moments or inspirational thoughts in this little devotional. And I have several devotionals that I use to kind of kickstart my day and help motivate me. I want to encourage you, as I've often done, to don't wait until the start of next year before you decide to get in the groove, get on track, and start setting up spiritual disciplines. But go ahead and start. We're going to have a corporate fast the first of the year, but you don't have to wait till then. You can go ahead and start preparing your body now for the adjustment that's going to happen. We're going to have a 12-day corporate fast at ATOP, and we hope that all of our members and leaders will participate and be a part of that, as we're just believing God for an abundant harvest, and we are readying ourselves and preparing ourselves for what he is going to do. And we just thank God for how he continues to bless us even in spite of ourselves. But even as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating, and I looked at this little devotional, Greg talks about that passage found in Matthew's gospel, the second chapter, verses 1 and 2. Let me read it for you. And it says, "And Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, 'Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.'" That's a powerful text, isn't it? But you know, when you think about these wise men, and as Greg said, you know, and I am too, I'm always amazed at how willing they were to interrupt their lives and go on a quest to find and seek out this baby Jesus. And it's obvious that they were important, that they had a lot going on, that they represented their tribes and their nations, and which seemed more important for them to do than for them to go on this long journey almost across the world following a star and looking for a baby. However, that's exactly what they did. They dropped everything they were doing. They stopped their schedules. They followed this star. And some scholars think that these wise men perhaps even traveled for months, maybe even years, to find this newborn king. And you know, as I thought about that, I just wonder how often we miss out on what God's invitation to experience, how we miss out on God's invitation to experience Jesus, because we're not willing to interrupt our daily lives and our normal schedules. Isn't that something? We have so much going on. We're in such a hurry to get here. We're so busy, particularly during the holiday season. Oftentimes we fail to realize the opportunities that often cross our path every day that we can get a chance to experience Jesus. I challenged the congregation on Sunday, as we talked about, we were blessed by the birth, and how we talked about what Isaiah had experienced even before the birth of Christ, and he prophesied to the nation of Israel. He said, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders." And you know that whole passage, "And his name shall be called Wonderful," that's in the 9th chapter, "Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father." And I challenged us on Sunday to not get so caught up in the commercialism of Christmas, but seek out ways in which we can help others. You know, we have so much going on till we fail to realize that there are so many people out there that are in need. There are so many people that are struggling. There are so many people who are just looking for a warm place to stay, a warm meal, and things of that nature. And many times we fail to avail ourselves so that we can help people beyond helping ourselves. I mean, we have almost everything that we can ever desire. Some of us are just doubling up on things, and we're expecting people to give us even more. But we need to stretch ourselves beyond ourselves and be willing to help others. We have been blessed to be a blessing, and we're blessed by the birth, but we're already blessed. If God continues to sustain us and he continues to provide ways for us, he answers our prayers, he heals our bodies, he delivers us, he gives us time and time again to stop what we're doing. He interrupts our schedules, but we're in such a hurry that we don't have a chance to experience what he's about to do and what he's doing in the earth realm. And so I admire these wise men. They did not allow their schedules to hinder what they were challenged to do. And so, you know, we don't have time anymore. We don't have time to invite people to church. We don't have time to come to church hardly ourselves. And we're still using excuses as to why we can't interrupt our busy schedules in order for us to connect with God. But, you know, God's interruptions, here's what I want you to understand. God's interruptions are often invitations to something more significant. Yeah, God's interruptions are often invitations to something more significant. Each Tuesday, I challenge us to make sure we keep our spiritual antennas up, because that could be one of the interruptions in the midst of what we're going through that God is trying to get our attention. So here's what I want you to do today as you press your way. I know there's so much on our schedule, so much that we are planning. Don't miss out on the blessing of participating in God's plan. And don't allow the excuse of you're too busy that you can't stop to help somebody else. I want to encourage you during this Advent season, and then here we are, days away from Christmas. Allow God's Spirit to interrupt your plans and reveal the joy of giving. Wow. Bless somebody today. Help somebody. Love on somebody. Say a kind word, and let them know that during this season of anticipation, expectation, that you are not only just quoting some words, but you're also putting your faith to work, and you're putting feet to your faith. And you're not just being a hearer of the word, but you're also willing to be a doer of the word. And I found out that each time I extend myself beyond myself and try to help somebody else, God already has something laid up for me that really sometimes double what I've done. And so I won't go into any particulars, but you can't be God's giving no matter how hard you try. But the more you give, the more he'll give to you. So just keep on releasing that which he has blessed you with and be a blessing to somebody else. And watch God honor that, and he blesses us beyond measure. So God always allows times for us to get a sense of what he's doing in the earth realm. And just as he used these wise men, he can use us. So let's not get in such a hurry that we don't hear God's voice, that we're not willing to yield to that voice and be obedient to what he's saying. So keep those spiritual antennas up, particularly during this time of the year, and make sure that you extend yourself beyond yourself. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we thank you for an opportunity to yet give you praise. We thank you, God, that you continue to bless us even in spite of ourselves. And during this time where it gets hectic and where things just seem to be coming at us from all angles, help us, oh God, not to lose sight of the reason you humble yourself and came to the earth. Help us, God, to let go of our personal agendas and all of the things that we have planned to do. But God, give us an opportunity to hear your voice and be a blessing to somebody else. And so we thank you for each person on the call. We thank you for continuing to extend favor toward us, continue to spare our lives, and continuing to allow us to be involved in what you're doing in the earth realm. And we pray to the Lord that even as we go through this season of giving, this Advent season of anticipation and expectation of your second return, that we might be busy doing what you would have us to do, and that we won't be caught with our work undone. So we love you today. We honor you. We bless each person on the call and those who will hear these messages by playback. And we thank you for what you're doing in our lives and how you continue to sustain us. And so now, God, help us not to miss out on the opportunity to be blessed and to yield our way to your way and to follow your voice. And so we love you today. We honor you and we bless your name. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. All right. Well, let me give you the playback number again. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And look, I hope you have a fantastic day today. And if you get a chance, if you're in the Memphis area, if you're not a part of our ministry, you get a chance to come by. We're going to have a powerful Christmas worship experience this Sunday. And not often that Christmas falls on a Sunday. And so we're standing on tiptoe, expecting God to do something powerful. 9:45 at ATOP, and we hope that you can participate for the virtually or in person and be a part of what God is doing. Well, you be blessed and keep those spiritual antennas up, because I believe God is going to give you a signal where you can be a blessing to somebody else. All right, so until next time, you be blessed.